Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the invite, for me to be able to raise the awareness about domestic abuse. As Kath said, we are Gorwell Domestic Abuse Services now. Back in the 70s, 75, we used to be known as Women's Aid. Then, as time goes on, and as everybody knows, with funding, we were De Gwynedd Domestic Abuse Services because we actually changed because we started to support men as well. And then, again, due to funding, we've now been taken over by Gorwell Domestic Abuse Services, but we still have a charitable status. And Gorwell is an agency that Group Cynefin, the overall housing association that we work under. Now, my name's Bethan, and I've worked for Domestic Abuse Services for the past 15 years. Gorwell Domestic Abuse Services covers Anglesey and the whole of Gwynedd. Now, we do have two refuges in our area. And like I said, we support women, men and children who have suffered from abuse. Now, I'm sure you were aware what domestic abuse is. Everybody's aware of physical abuse. But there has come a new law now, which is a crime, and it's called coercive behaviour. Now, with coercive behaviour, that can be emotional abuse, isolation, financial abuse, mental abuse. It's not just physical abuse anymore. So, if a person has suffered for many years where they, it's all to do with the power and control over somebody else's life. And this has a great effect on people when they've been controlled by another person. Now, within Gorwell, like I said, we have two refuges, but we also have an office in Anglesey. We have an office in Dolgellau, where that's where I was originally working, but we also have an office in Blaenau-Ffestiniog, and one refuge in Gwynedd and one refuge in Anglesey. Now, with the domestic abuse services, we take the approach where multi-agency approach. We work a lot with the police, social services, education, housing, health, whichever agency, we're all there to monitor and to help that person that's been suffering. Now, as regards our referrals, we receive our referrals from the police, from social services, mental health services, any agency at all. We do have, there's 11 staff in our area, and myself, I'm an independent domestic violence advisor. And what that means is that I actually support high-risk victims of domestic abuse, and I get my referrals from the police, and also from a multi-agency risk assessment conference, which is held once a month, and all the agencies are present, the probation service as well. Now, if somebody does, we do receive a referral, our main point is to protect whoever it is, to ensure their safety and to ensure the security of their home. If it's not safe for them to go into to stay in their home, then naturally we will place them in a refuge. We will find a refuge for them, whichever area is safe for them. Now, in the refuge, we have two refuge workers, and We have a 5-bed refuge in Gwynedd, and there they have, if it's a female with her children, we give them a room. They've got a kitchen, they've got a bathroom, they've got the play area, they've got a lounge. And what we do there is actually empower them to start making their own decisions about their own life. We put things in place like safety measures, target hardening, which is like police warning markers, change the locks if they stay in their house, in their homes. We will also, if there's any threats to kill or any arson, we will actually make a referral to the North Wales Fire and Rescue Service. They will also visit the home, and they will ensure that they make sure there's smoke alarms and that they put a fireproof letterbox. Because, you know, these people, especially the ones that I support, that they have been threatened to kill. Yeah, threats to kill. And unfortunately, most of the murders these days are all to do with domestic abuse. And there are so many repeat perpetrators out there. Yeah? Now, with the children in the refuge, we do have child workers. And the child workers work a lot with the children as regards healthy relationships. And we don't question children. We work with them through play or activities or workbooks. And it's all about their emotions. Because believe me, children witnessing domestic abuse has a great effect on them. And it's not their little faults, bless them. It's not. They don't know what's happening. The children will believe that it's their faults, that mummy and daddy or whoever, whether it's mummy and mummy or, you know, whoever is that abusive person, they will feel that it's their fault. So we try and put things in place to help them to understand their emotions. Now, once they've in the refuge, we will then help them with housing. We will try our best to get them housing, a tenancy to move out to the refuge. We will also, when they move out to the refuge and move into their own tenancy, they'll work then with a floating support worker. So they can help them, empower them to manage their tenancy, to get the children into schools, to help them if they're not working, to help them to get the correct financial help. We will also make sure that we ensure that their health, that they register with a doctor, dentist. We will just help them. Whatever they want us to do, we will support them. If we can't support them, then we will signpost them to other agencies. Like I said, we've also got two child workers that work in the community, and they actually do one-to-one work with the children, either in their home or in the school, because we do go into the schools and we also workshops with them regarding healthy relationships and their emotions. We work very closely with CAMHS, which is Children and Mental Health Services. We work very closely with the Mental Health Service because most of our clients suffer with mental health. Because if you can imagine yourself being controlled for most of your adult life by a perpetrator, an abusive person, then it's going to be very, very difficult for you to try and make decisions. So we're there. We don't make the decisions for them. We empower them to make their own decisions. Whatever decisions they make, we will help them. Yeah? We've also got, we've got three independent domestic violence advisors that cover Anglesey, Gwynedd. There's two of us in Gwynedd because of the, it's quite a large area. Unfortunately, if I had more time, I would have given you statistics in a presentation, but this is just a brief discussion about domestic abuse. Now, if anybody's got any questions, can you please ask me? Because maybe you'll get more information if you do that. So like I was saying, it's domestic abuse can be between any person that you're having a relationship with or that is a member of the family. Yes? So it can be, unfortunately, it's on the increase where children are abusing their parents. And it is on, yes, it is on the increase, unfortunately. Why, we don't know, whether it's society, whether, you know, it's all changed, but it is on the increase. You've got grandparents that's abused children. You've got mothers, fathers, same partners. So it's everybody. It's all the, you know, in the community, it's everybody. And every person that we support, they come from different walks of life. It's not, you know, they're professional people. And it, like I say, it's all from walks of life. To contact us, I have actually brought some leaflets with me. We can take self-referrals as well. So hopefully nobody knows or anybody here is suffering from abuse. But if there is, I shall leave the leaflets and I'd like you to contact us. We are open office hours 9 till 5. But we are also on call 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And we do have Wales Domestic Abuse Helpline, which is in Penygroes, and they work 24 hours a day. And, you know, if you do know of anybody, just try and encourage them to contact us, because there's so much help out there for them. And especially now that things have improved a great deal over the years. It's still taking time, but we've come a long way, because years ago it wasn't a crime. It was a civil matter. But please, please, if you can encourage somebody, just to, because we can have an informal chat. We don't do anything without, because it's all confidential. We won't do anything without the permission of the client. We will only do what that person wants us to do. Yeah? Is there any questions, please? Because I can go on and on and on, but does anybody have any questions? Yeah? Pardon? Oh, yes. Yes. Now, that's... we do support elderly people. It, well, like I say, the age, we can support from, well, the children, naturally, but we support from 16 up to, well, whatever age. We have had a lady in the refuge who was 87, and she was being abused by her husband. And it's, we believe it's abuse, but it's very difficult because social services, we work closely with the elderly team, the same as we do with the children's team. And it's very, very difficult to, you know, because as you get older, we have different, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia. So it's trying to find out whether it is that that's causing it, or whether it is that that person is an abusive person. We do also run a freedom program. At the moment, this is for women, and the freedom program is an 11-week course, two hours a week, and it's there to teach the women the tactics of an abusive person. We explain everything, why they behave like that, why, because there's no excuse for domestic abuse, no excuse whatsoever. Yes, there's factors, alcohol, drugs, financial, but there is definitely no excuse. We also run what's known as a Caring Dads program. Now, the Caring Dads program is usually, it's child orientated, but it's for the fathers, the abusers. And it's a 17-week program. And what this does is try and teach the perpetrators, the men, the effect that the abuse is having on their children. Now, we usually get our referrals for that program from the courts, from the MARAC, and social services. Like I say, we work very closely with the criminal justice system. We are there also to support women, men, and children to go through the court. And that's a very harrowing experience. But we try and support them and make sure that everything's in place for their safety whilst they're in court, and so that they can give evidence by video link or with a screen. Are there any questions? Please. We have an office in Dolgellau in Heol y Dŵr, Waterloo Street. That's usually, well, it used to be man 9 till 5, but unfortunately we're having to, you know, go to appointments and visit here. So, but, and the best thing to do, the phone number will be on the leaflet, is to phone that number and see if there's anybody there. Yeah? Very common, very common. It's, yeah, they will go back because if you put yourself in the situation where you're being abused, and then you're having to leave your own home with the children, and it's not easy, you're having to start all over again. Yeah, and then it's. They find it very difficult. They will return to the abusive person. That's what it is. And a lot, unfortunately, a lot of families, they normalize this behavior because they don't know any different. Yeah? So, it does. But every woman... It's 33 times before they will have been assaulted, 33 times in their lifetime before they actually do anything about it. Yeah? Okay. Time? Is that all right? Well, thank you very much. I know it's not a very pleasant subject, but please, please, if you do know of anybody, please, I will leave the leaflets with Kath, and then... okay.
And thank you for coming.